It's time for A Minute with Mike. With Mike Arturi, the drummer of Love & Spoonful and founder of Universal Music Center.
This is Mike Arturi from Universal Music Center, and we are here today with Josh Furman. And Josh is a local musician and a veteran of many, many local bands that are very popular. I thought it'd be interesting to talk with him today about what local music scene is like, not only citywide, but even just here in Red Wing. Josh, you've been in two very popular groups. I know one of them was Twisted Humor, and what's the name of your new band?
My new band is 7-7, which is actually an old band from 15 years ago, and we just got back together.
Oh.
About a year and a half ago.
Okay.
We're doing all Minnesota music scene tributes. So
yeah.
All the Replacements, Gear Daddies, Husker Du, Bob Dylan, Prince, Soul Asylum.
Tremendous. Yeah, I heard you that one time. You sounded great.
Oh, thank you.
What is it like to get a gig here? You know, what's the local scene like? How is it? I mean, locally, just here in Red Wing, you know, how, can you draw people? Tell me about getting a date in a club here in Red Wing.
Usually we just go out and make contact with the owners of the establishments, talk to them about what we've done, maybe shoot them a Facebook message with some links to videos from other places we've played, try and book on weekends maybe that there's high traffic, like an arts festival holiday.
Good idea. Yeah.
And there are probably three or four really good places in town right now that bands can book. And then there's also the big special events too, like River City Days, the Big Turn Music Fest,
right.
that we try and get involved in.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's fantastic. And do you find that, well, you know, this band, you're choosing all Minnesota-based music, so that certainly hits home. With the other group, you know, how did you choose material for Twisted Humor? And do you have a feel for what people like in the rooms that you play?
Well, that band was established well before I was in it.
Oh.
And so they had a really big following, and they also had kind of the standards that Twisted Humor would always play, and they were a very dance-oriented party rock band. So I stepped in there to fill the shoes of the former bass player, and, you know, a great band, a lot of fun, and really, really good group of guys to play with.
Yeah, great band. I heard you with them, too, and it sounded great. Well, thank you, Josh. We really appreciate it, and best of luck with all the groups and everything you're doing.
Yeah, well, thank you, Mike.